other question about the insulting or blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. In another verse, insulting your brother will also take you to hell. Actually, it was mentioned in the presentation that the fathers of the church explained why blasphemy against the Spirit will take one to hell, because one of three cases: either he rejects faith all along his life, he did not accept faith until he dies, or he rejects repentance till he dies, or reject love. So by rejecting love, this type of insulting others without repentance, definitely it will take the one to hell. Another one, blaspheming the Holy Spirit is a great sin, which has no mercy. It takes place in three ways. Okay. Lack of love, apostasis. Peter had apostasis. Look, my friend, as far as one is still living, you can never say he blasphemed the Holy Spirit. We cannot say this kind of sin unless life ended and this person was not in a state of love, faith, repentance. But all through his life, as far as he's still living and he still have the chance to repent or go back to faith, it's not the blasphemy against the Spirit. Let me put it like an example. If someone leave the church and go to another religion, he become another religion, I cannot say that he blasphemed the Holy Spirit. I would say he is doing sin. He denied Christ. But he's still living and he still have a chance to come back and repent. In this case, I will not consider him blasphemed the Holy Spirit. But if he dies away from the church in his other religion, in this case I will say that he blasphemed the Holy Spirit.